Cheery Threads, or as you know, Savannah. Well, today, kind of like it was a good day, and then there's always something bad in my good days. Like, I have bad luck. So basically, something bad happened on my skincare routine, but not like really bad. Like, I had to go to the hospital. So I'm out of breath. Oh my gosh. So basically, I was doing a peel-off face mask. I was doing that every Monday and Friday, and I did it this time. It never happens, but like I put it on, I peeled it off after 30 minutes, and it started stinging. Like it hurt. So I put some ice on it to cool it down. I did my spray stuff, and then did the sheet mask to cool it down. And did some more ice, and then I was like cooling down still. But also today, my sister hanged out with us, me and my little sister, because she's going to a different country. She's in the Air Force, so we don't get to see her often. She's always working, and she lives with her boyfriend, so yeah. So basically, she took us to a water park. It was pretty cool. We were on the water slides, but they're like double tubes only, so we could. So it was just me and my older sister. And me and my little sister, we were just like sitting down. I was tanning too. Was making some threads. And swimming. I went to a deep end. I was drowned. Yeah, pretty cool. What else did I do? We went to the Lazy River, which was scary because it got really like wavy. Kids were like flipping over and just like killing everyone. Then I was swimming once. I was like holding my breath underwater from someone decided to go on top of me, climbed over me, and I jump up and I'm like, what the fuck? Sorry, I'm swearing. Gosh, I was like, what the heck? And they were like, they just stared at me, and I was like, in my head, I was like, are you gonna say sorry or something? You almost killed me. Second time drowning, and then I got up, walked, swam away. When I was swimming, I was swimming with my sister because she doesn't know how to swim in the shallow. So I had to swim in the shallow. My older sister recorded me on Snapchat in an awkward pose as swimming, and she's like, she thinks she knows how to swim. I'm like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. So I went to the deep side, sat down there for like at least 30 seconds. I was like dying of embarrassment. And then my sister pulled me up and was like, you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine, just being depressed down here. It's pretty cool. Everyone looked like Godzilla stomping around me. It's pretty scary. Sorry, my dog is scratching mine. So yeah, basically that's all they did today. Then I took a 2-hour nap. Oh wait, she took us to Perkins. It's pretty good. Like, really good. The mashed potatoes are really good. Delicious. I got a Thanksgiving dinner because I'm weird. And then I came home, ate some pie because it was like Monday. It's Monday. We get free slice of pie. I love the French, what's it called? French chocolate soup? I don't know what it's called, but like something like that. And then I came home, watched a movie, took a nap, woke up, I like ate, I was like, oh shit, I took a 2-hour nap. And then, honey, why are you biting your foot? Sorry, I'm talking to my dog. Now I'm just like wide awake, did my skincare, got my burns. Now I'm just here doing a stupid podcast. I'm about to go find some ice cream. I'm craving something very sweet. I don't know why, and it's weird, but like I'm excited for this. Like, I'm excited to start a podcast. I still don't know what to call this podcast. Probably like Podcast with Cherry, or Listen Up, or Talk with Cherry. Cherry, not Cherry, oh my gosh. Cherry, or Savvy Talks. I don't know, because my friends call me Savvy. It's pretty weird, but I'm just getting used to it. You guys can DM me some like requests to call this podcast, and also DM me some questions so I can like answer them on this podcast. This would be pretty cool. Yeah, and I forgot to mention, at 300 I'll do a face reveal. Pretty ugly. Yeah, because not one scene I like, it's really ugly. But don't forget DM me some questions so I can do a Q&A. DM me some topics I can talk about. I'm probably going to talk about drama after this. I don't know. You guys probably won't understand, but I don't know. Yeah, honestly, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just going along with the flow. So, yeah. Let's talk about some drama. Okay. So, as you know, well, you don't know this, but, like, I'm in choir. So, like, I have to go to, like, this thing. I'm in 7th grade now. Yes, I'm a tiny little 6th grader from last year. But I'm mature. All of the kids in my school, they're not mature. The girls in my school, they're, like, the trendy girls, the poppy girls. Like, my posts and stuff. They try to keep up with the trends, and they're so annoying. They're dumb blondes. And if one girl likes, like, a band, they're like, oh my god, the whole school, like the band. I'm like, oh my gosh, nobody cares, honestly. And so I'm just, like, the girl who doesn't care about anything, wears t-shirts, sweatpants. I don't care. But I auditioned for chamber choir, and I got in. So, like, I'm really excited about that. But except I have to wake up at 5:40 every day. Actually, no, I wake up at 5:40 every morning for school. And every Monday, I have to go to school at 6 for chamber choir, practice. And in 7th grade, we're going to the choir festival. So, it's pretty cool. Yeah, and we get to miss classes that day, so, like... That's nice. And we're gonna go to extra few trips. That's pretty cool. In 7th grade, I got the pervert teacher. Yes, pervert, pedophile, same thing. Not throwing names, but his name starts with the N. We'll call him Mr. N. So basically, last year, he walked into the girls' locker room, like, 2 times, 3 times. And... my girl gym teacher, Miss Ryan, had to tell him, can you please get out. So when he got out, she was like, you can't just do that. Because it was swimming unit, so all the girls were walking around naked in their towels. So I was like, the heck? I was in the stall at the time, because I like to change the stalls. I don't like being naked around others. And so the girls were in robes and like towels and taking showers. And he just waltz in and says, like, hey, Miss Ryan, I need... Like, no. And Miss Ryan, or Miss R, and Mr. Lumby, the best teachers, best gym teachers. They are so fun, so funny. They have a sense of humor, actually. They left for the high school in my district, and the pervert teacher didn't go, because I bet he likes little kids. Like, us. Like, what the heck? So he didn't leave. And so now I have him as a homeroom teacher advisory. Oh my gosh, it's the worst. Like, why do I have to have him? But at least my friend Paul is in there. Not, well, like, I mean, yeah. At least she's in there. I don't know who else is in there. And I swear, if there is like some weird ass kids in there, like, I'm going to flip. No, honey, I am not accepting this. Like, oh my gosh, everyone's getting, like, the teachers, like, Miss L and Miss Dubersine. I'm like, I'm stuck here with a perverted teacher. All my friends, they're on red team. And, well, like, because we separate through red team and black team. I'm on black team, and all my friends are, like, on red team. So, I won't ever get to see them in classes, and we're probably going to drift apart. But, that's okay. Well, not me and my friend, but my best friend, because we hang out, like, every single day. We're, like, 2 minutes away from each other, so it's pretty cool. Pretty fun and fresh. So, I don't know what else to talk about. How about where we're gonna sit at lunch? My cafeteria is tiny, so there's nowhere to sit. So, the first day of school, we run down the hall, and... yeah, there's no running in the halls. It's automatic, like, suspension, or, like, what's it called? I don't know, the detention, I don't know. Well, like, I run in the halls, and the sheriff doesn't see me, because we have a sheriff deputy or something like that in our school, and she doesn't see me, because, like, I'm the Flash. Yeah, and I'm, like, always first in line. It's gonna be fun. Like, last year in 6th grade, I didn't know how long the line was, so when I got there, I was like, what the fuck? I supposed to do? So I waited like 20 minutes, then I got 10 minutes to eat, and then left. This time, I'm getting like, I better get like 30 minutes to eat. Like, oh my gosh, I am, oh, my parents probably think I'm crazy because like, I'm talking to a phone. This is already 10 minutes. I don't know, I'm probably still like 12. I don't know if you guys want to hear me rant anymore. How about like how, let's talk about something. I don't know about what I'm going to talk about. Ooh, my mom's birthday is coming up. So she's born July 26th. I was born July 27th. So basically, 3 a.m. July 27th, 3 a.m. Basically, my mom was having her birthday. My joke is that she ate too much cake and I got jealous, so I came out. I actually didn't go like that. It was just pretty weird. It just came out. So we share like a birthday now. So basically, on her birthday is a Friday. So we're gonna throw it on a Saturday. We're gonna go to like Target, get the supplies, buy her some crab legs. So she loves seafood. We're gonna go. We're gonna pack it all up. My cousins are all gonna come over. Just her, my cousins and my mom and dad and stuff. And we're gonna throw her a party. She doesn't know yet. I'm trying to keep it. She probably knows I'm throwing a party, but because I'm like, if you have anything to eat, like, I'm a bad liar. But like, you know what? She probably won't know because she won't suspect it. On my birthday, she's gonna think she on the 26th. She's like, they're throwing me a birthday party. The fuck? Like, yeah. So. My sister's taking out the day to go, like, help us shop, and I have my 80s outfit. It's 80s themed, because she was, like, a teenager in the 80s, so that's pretty fun and fresh. Yeah, that's basically it. So, I'm going to share this in my story, so you guys can see it, and DM me some questions so I can answer them. And DM me some topics I can talk about. I can give you guys shoutouts. So, yeah. Bye. I don't know.